Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Now, previously we said that if a woman has chus, if she has merits, then even if she's guilty, that can suspend the punishment of the Sota process for up to 3 years. So now we're going to have some discussion on whether or not that is in fact the case. So Mishnah Hay says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Zchus Tola B'mayim Hamarim. Rabbi Shimon says that merits do not suspend the punishments of the bitter waters. V'im Ata Omer HaZchus Tola B'mayim Hamarim. And if you want to say that they do, Mata Ata Es Hamayim B'fnei Kol HaNashim HaShosos. Then you're really taking the fangs out of the process. You've removed the impediment. Because, you know, it's one thing if there's a danger, I'm going to drink this and explode on the spot. But, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't, 3 years later. You know, I'll worry about it then. So you've really removed the deterrent from the process. Furthermore, Umotziata Shemra al Hataharos. You're also giving a bad name to the women who are actually innocent, Sheshasu, who drink. Sha'omim Tameoshein, because people will say that they're actually guilty, Elisha Talsa Lahenzhus, but rather they have merits and that's why they didn't suffer the punishment. So a woman will go, she will drink the water, nothing will happen. Then instead of saying, oh, she's innocent of the suspicion, people will just think that she has merits and she's guilty. So you're giving a bad name to people who don't deserve it. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Hazchus tol b'mayim ha'ma'arim. No, Rabbi Shimon, you're wrong. Merits do indeed suspend the punishments for the guilty sota. Ve'eno yoledes, ve'eno mashbachas. But rather, the woman who's guilty will not give birth, which is a bracha that's given to the innocent women who go through the process. And furthermore, she won't thrive. She won't continue to be healthy. Alamis Navna Veholeches, but rather she will increasingly deteriorate. Ulasof he mesa ba'oso misa, and in the end she will perish from the death of the guilty woman. So don't be mistaken and think that we won't know who's innocent and who's guilty. The innocent woman will have the bracha of childbirth. The guilty woman will unfortunately continue to deteriorate until she dies. So it will still be apparent who's innocent and who's guilty. There are only two small Bartnoros on this Mishnah, and all he does is clarify the meaning of some Hebrew words, which I've done by saying them in English, so we'll just move right on to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav says, Nitneis Minchasa ad shelo kadsha bekeli. Let's say that the carbon mincha that the woman brings becomes tamei before it's sanctified in a temple vessel. Harihi kechol ha-menachos v'tifteh. Then it's like all other carbon minchas, all other flower sacrifices, and it's redeemed. And the Barno explains what that means. V'teitzei l'chulin, it becomes regular, unsanctified flour. U'min hamos yikna acheres. And you use the money of redeeming it to purchase another carbon mincha. Back in the Mishnah. V'im mishakidsha bekeli, and if it becomes tamei after it's been sanctified in a temple vessel, harihi kikol ha-menachos v'tisaref. Then, like all other carbon menchas, it's burned. And again, the Bartnoro explains, v'tisaref, it's burned, shikidsha kedushas haguf v'eno yotza od l'chulin. So having been sanctified, it can no longer revert to an unsanctified status. Again, back in the Mishnah, v'elo shemin chosehen nisrafos, and these are the women whose sacrifices are just burnt, rather than having a handful taken and given to the Kohen to eat the rest. Ha'omer is Tamea Anilach, one who confesses that she's guilty. V'shabola Edim Shehi Tamea, and one who has witnesses come and testify that she's guilty. V'ha'omer is Eni Shosa, a woman who refuses to drink. V'shabala Eno Rotza Lahashkosa, and a woman whose husband does not wish to give her to drink. V'shebala ba aleha baderech, and a woman whose husband had relations with her on the way to the Beis HaMikdash in order to perform this process. So any of these women, their carbon is just burnt. It's not eaten by the Kohanim. V'chol ha-nesuos l'kohanim min chosehin nisrafos. And all women who are married to Kohanim, their sacrifices are also burnt rather than being eaten. Let us look in the Bartnero on that last one. Kol hanasuos lekohanim min chosehen nisrafos. All women married to kohanim, their sacrifices are burnt. Va'afilu karev kametz kehil chaso v'lo nitmes. Even if the fistful was taken properly and it wasn't disqualified, it didn't become impure. Nisrafim shireha al beis hadeshen ve'eno nechalin. Nevertheless, the rest of it is burned and it is not eaten. Bimnei sheyesh lekohen bala chelek ba. Because her husband, who's a Kohen, has a share in it, because it was brought from his money and his flour. V'hatorah amra, and the Torah tells us, v'chol minchas Kohen kliel tihyeh lo se'achel. The Torah tells us that any time a Kohen brings a karban mincha, it is completely burned, it is not eaten. V'ein kula kliel, m'nei sheyesh lo chelek ba, shekabarasa hi ba. But it's not completely burned, because she has a share in it, because it's brought for her kapara, for her atonement. Ha-ketzad, so what do we do? Ha-kometz karev ba'atzmo, v'ashirayim karvin la'atzman. So rather, the fistful is burned by itself, for her sake, and the remainder is burned separately for her husband's sake. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will learn Mishnah Zayin and Ches, which will also bring us to the end of the parak.